Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's Friday, and we've come to the part of our program where we search for five fantastic things online, because Sean Ramaswaran is here, host of Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast about art you don't see in museums. He finds online what we can't find on our own. Sean, take it away. Number one.
Hi, John. On Monday, number one, I saw a tweet from this Iranian journalist, and it was the cover of a book on couples having sex problems.
Ooh.
How to fix your relationship. And it had a couple of random photos of men on it, but one of them was Tom York from Radiohead. And it just made me laugh. Weird cultural idiosyncrasies for some reason. Someone threw Tom York's face on the cover of this book, and you can see it on the internet at thetakeaway.org.
Were there riots in the streets as a result of this?
No. I don't think. We were placated by it, I think.
Glad to hear it. Number two.
Someone took the music out of the iconic warehouse dance scene in Footloose, where Kevin Bacon sort of gets out all of his anger through dance, and it sounds like this now.
Four minutes and 22 seconds of grunting.
You got to appreciate the sound design, though.
Yeah!
Because the guy had to sit there in his apartment to do this.
Oh! Yeah!
It becomes like an indie art film, and it's still really compelling.
You could do that with a lot of stuff.
Don't know. The internet does this with a lot of stuff. So this was kind of like, of course they did this scene. You had to do this scene. There's something called the Musicless Music Video as well, where they take like Bowie and Jagger doing Dancing in the Street, and it's just the sounds they would have been making, the diegetic sound, I think you'd call it.
And number three.
Owen Wilson says wow a lot, and now there's a supercut.
Wow, no wonder she wanted to leave.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, and how'd that affect you with guys?
Hey! Wow.
It's kind of a disappointment. I would think he would do better wows than
that. No, but the guy included like the what juxtaposes the wow, so you really get a full sense of his wonder
Wow-ness.
And awe, the sublime nature of the world as he sees it. I think it's sort of uplifting to see the world through Owen Wilson's wowing eyes.
Wow.
Wow.
Number four.
Wow.
Four times.
Number four. We've seen supercuts of Disney stealing from Disney before on the internet. You see like a dance from Sleeping Beauty in 1959, reused in Beauty and the Beast in 1991, or Snow White clapping in 1937 looks a lot like a character in Robin Hood clapping in 1973. But this week we got one in high definition, and you should check it out because it's funny to see these. Even a company as big as Disney has to cut some corners and recycle. It's great.
Recycling animation. I mean, it would just end up in a landfill somewhere.
Exactly.
It would be horrible.
No, it's like California with the water, you know?
You
find a way to reuse it.
Fantasia. It's toxic.
Perfect.
Number five.
Five?
We did it!
Number five. This band Tame Impala is from Australia. They're wonderful. They plan on eventually dropping an album, I think sometime this summer. But every week for the past month, they've been teasing the album with one song. And the latest tease is this beautiful song called Eventually, and I brought it for you. Would you like to hear it? I feel like it's May now. The weather's starting to turn here in New York, and we need to start searching for our candidates for Song of the Summer candidates. And I feel like every song they've teased so far has been one with these sort of airy vocals and synthesizers. So I feel like I'm waiting for this album. It'll eventually come. And in the meantime, they can keep putting out these breakup songs that sound like summer anthems, and I'll be all on board.
And your relationship's all good?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
No breakups?
We'll
see.
Yeah.
It's early yet.
Yeah.
Sean Ramaswaran, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about art you don't see in museums.
But she's going to break up with me now.
Oh. That's such a beautiful song. What is on the podcast this week, by the way?
It's the wonderful story of two comedians in Brooklyn who opened up a Tanya Harding Nancy Kerrigan Museum.
Fantastic.
Yeah.